The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. I just don't understand. I understand leverage. I get that concept. We spent a lot of time on leverage when we were discussing
the Joe Douglas
situation with Goody and Aaron Rodgers. But man, things are going so well.
Wow, is that Goody KO was like when Clubber Lang got Sylvester Stallone the first time. That's what that was.
It's like Jesse moments ago. Everything's going well for them, right? Like they got their big rivals coming.
How much would you have to get paid to sign that picture if you're Mike Spinks? Here, take a picture. You got Johnny Cochran looking right at you as you're back down unconscious with Mike Tyson standing over you after a 90-second heavyweight bout. You just got KO'd and unconscious. It had to be substantial, right?
Yeah, you would think so. It's got to be, unless he just, maybe he just needs the money at that point. I don't know. But, yeah, that's a tough.
Man, how funny is that?
It's your worst moment as an athlete, right? It's the worst moment of your career. He accomplished a lot, by the way.
Yeah,
he held titles.
Good career. Yep. How about the dude throwing up the deuces sign right on the backside? That maybe he's counting two, but I think he's saying deuces, Mike.
No, I think he's counting.
That picture, that says more than 1,000 words.
That is art.
It is.
Art. You know what I'd love? And Jason, this would be something.
Boy.
You know, I got you that great photo that you didn't like. I got you that great
Hansel
picture.
Hansel and Gretel.
That photo signed by Mike Tyson might be the all-time. And Mike Spinks. And, unfortunately, you can't get Johnny Cochran. But that would be something.
Right, so somewhere in my radio studio, I have a photo of your good friend, Marco Rivera. And he has a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Punched his helmet off.
He's smushing him in the face with his fist.
That made the Hall of Fame. They put that photo in the Hall of Fame.
And it's signed by Marco. What it would be even better is if the guy whose face is being smushed in would also sign it. I got to find that during the commercial break because that is an all-time great photo. But again, if you have this picture and it's signed by Mike Tyson, well, yeah, right? He's the conquering hero in the photo. Michael Spinks is flat on his back being counted out after 91 seconds.
To have both of them would be pretty sweet. And then obviously if you found a way to do that and I'd also want Tier 1 Tyler to sign that. Or I guess he's Tier 2 Tyler now.
Yeah, he's moving.
Just because of the Pepsi background.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for clarifying.
Diet
I was going to say,
yeah.
I didn't realize that Bubbler was sponsoring that match.
Oh, Diet Pepsi right there. Yeah.
All right, let's play trivia.
All right.
Jesse, what's today's category and what caller would you like?
In honor of the Gary Bears, today's trivia category, share my sports location. Questions about sports teams and their locations relative to the cities or areas they say they're actually from.
Jesse, do you share your location with Becca? Does she know where you're at all times?
We do not share locations with each other, no.
How many couples? I don't even have to ask Jason. This is one thing I never have to ask. I'm fairly certain you have your kids, your dog, and everything on your phone.
The fish.
Cats. What do you think the percentages are that would be Team Wilde or Team Jesse on this?
Boy, that's a great question. What are the Tauschers?
So here's the deal. I don't know if Sarah has him. I know I don't have a monitor on her phone. I have no idea. I generally have ideas where she is. My kids, I don't. I believe we do. I don't know all of this because it's a tough question for me. I don't want that.
Okay.
I don't want that. Okay. But I understand with the way the world is, there's a safety component. I understand that from a kid standpoint and from her standpoint. I get that. So that's why I don't want to be as dismissive as I normally would be of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not. I am on the opposite side of you, which probably doesn't surprise you.
That does not. Jesse, what caller would you like to monitor to play trivia before Tausch tells us about prize picks?
Matt LaFleur is 12-1 now against
the
Bears.
That is correct.
So caller 12.
Caller 12 right now, 844-770-3776.
You're having an easy day.
Something tells me it's going to be made up for later.
We got 109 coming up a little bit later in the program. Caller 12 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776 plays trivia after Tausch tells us about prize picks.
Well, it's the holiday season, the best time of the year for sports. We got bowl games and college football playoffs. We got basketball matchups. We had a champion crowned a couple nights ago. And, of course, great playoff push and seeding games coming up. And it's all happening at once. And there's only one place to be when you want to get in on that sweet action, that daily fantasy action, and that is Prize Picks. Make your picks less than 60 seconds. Choose more or less on at least two player stats. Get them right. Cash in. And new this season, you can get early payouts if your lineup gets off to a hot start. Cash out before the game even ends. Deposits are fast and easy with Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's, again, code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good
to be right. We'll see how right you are with your trivia answers if you are caller 12, 844-770-3776. We play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Debate rages on about sharing your location in our group chat. Time has arrived for Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Purchase $30 worth of Cousin Subs gift cards this month and receive a certificate for a 7.5-inch sub. And by Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
It is time for trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. He's a veteran. He's one of the GOATs.
Now, what's he ranked?
Is he in? Is he in? We have automatic qualifiers for this. Is he in?
I think he's in.
Yeah, I think he is, too.
I think he should be in.
Verizon League champion.
But he... Indeed. Very much so.
Jesse's having a hell of a show today.
He is. It's one of his best shows ever.
That's why he's taking off the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know if he's just been busy with... Rick and Kayla's kids, you know, grandpa watching them or what, but it's Coach Dan in Brothertown is our contestant. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
And we lost him.
You did what?
Oh, boy.
Or you just, his call dropped.
Oh, boy.
He was on. I was talking to him. Caught up plenty.
I'll proxy in for Dan since I haven't looked at the questions yet.
All right.
I'll proxy.
Give me a stall for a minute. I will see if I can call him back real quick.
Okay.
So, Jason, who are our four with a bye? Like, if we do this college football playoff-wise with our trivia, we are going to do this trivia. Like, I now have a plan. This is going to happen, unlike the murder mystery and some of the other stuff, Hall of Fame, that we discussed.
The murder mystery?
Who are...
I forgot about
who
that.
Who are our four... Who are four or eight auto qualifiers, trivia-wise?
Jeff Jerry, and Monroe.
Dan. Jeff and Monroe.
Jerry and the Prairie.
Yep.
I hope Chef Ed is doing well.
He is. He does a different show now. He does a lot on a different show.
There was a phase where
he's a KBN guy.
Where he was took a turn. There was a time when he was playing quite a bit. He's out now, right? Like he's like,
I don't know all the rules. We'll get Jesse to set those rules.
We have Dan back.
Dan in Brothertown would be one of those, though. Dan, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Awesome, man. How are you doing, Jason?
I can't believe Jesse hung up on you. That was so rude. All right. The category, share my sports location. Question number one is this. While most affiliated with the city of Boston, which of these statements is true about the New England Patriots and their actual home in the city of Foxborough? All right, which of these three statements is true? Is it Foxborough is not in the same county as Boston? Is it Foxborough is not in the same state as Boston? Is it Foxborough is not in the same time zone as Boston?
Not in the same county.
Foxborough, Massachusetts is indeed in the same state and time zone as Boston. All right, question two, Dan, is this. How many NFL teams actually play their home games in New York? How many NFL teams actually play their home games in the state of New York? Is it 0, 1, or 2?
It's 0.
What? I don't want to say perfect week just ended with what should have been a kind of a layup, no pun intended.
And Coach Dan did not suffer missed layups.
He's
going to
kick
himself
for this one.
Yeah, he went too quick.
Ouch.
The Buffalo Bills play in the state of New York.
Oh.
But New York is a state of mind. It's a state
in
of
a
mind.
New York state of mind. I got to pay royalties.
That's
on
not
that.
Royalty oh free.
I sang it, so it's okay.
That. I sang it, not Billy.
I don't know
Billy
about the
Billy Joel
on that.
Did not
I
sing
don't
it.
Know.
All right, way to go, Dan.
You're right.
I'm not going to be ignored, Dan. You got that one wrong. All right, question three. Let's bounce back.
Dang it.
Hard Rock Stadium, home of the Miami Dolphins and the Miami Hurricanes, not to be confused with Hard Rock Casino Rockford, the home of Jesse Nelson and Terry Bradshaw, and maybe someday Chris Rock.
And Dolly, who's never been there.
It's located several miles north of Miami.
About a 60-minute drive.
Nice. All right, Hard Rock Stadium is located several miles north of Miami in a city that goes by which of these names? Is it located in Miami Park, Miami Gardens, or Miami Heights?
Oh, I'm going to go with Miami Heights.
Well, the good news is if you'd have gotten Buffalo right, you would have ended our perfect week with that one instead. It is located in Miami Gardens. Miami Gardens.
Duval! I can't wait till that realignment comes.
They're not in the same division as the Jaguars. That, yep.
The Battle of Florida.
Dan, you got one right. That leaves you with two entries into Friday's drawing. We appreciate your loyalty to the show. What's the update on UW Green Bay women's basketball? Where are we at right now?
Right now we're 3-0 in conference. 8-4 overall. Lost some really tough games. Lost to Washington, ranked 20th in the country. North Carolina State, ranked 25th. And then we lost to the Badgers, so they've really improved their program.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Nice change of pace.
I hear there's an opening for a radio show. Would your daughter consider, or daughter-in-law consider, hosting a national radio show every day?
She would be way too busy to do that, man. Way too busy.
Dan, we appreciate you, buddy. I look forward to seeing you at a game after Packers season is over. Thanks.
Absolutely. Let me know, Jason. Take care, man.
That is our buddy Dan in Brothertown. He has two entries into Friday's drawing after getting only one question right in our Wilde and Tausch trivia presented by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock. We are late to get to Sylvie. Imagine that. Mark Silverman of Waddle and Sylvie joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Joining us now. And he's joining us on video. I tried to join him on video earlier in the week. Couldn't get it to work. Didn't work out.
Just wait, they asked you to go on their show this week?
They did. Upgraded from the previous matchup.
Wow. I was told that I had the best hit that they've ever had a couple weeks ago, and I hope they didn't tell you the same thing after you did yours a couple days
ago. Yeah, no, they didn't tell me that. They just said that mine was better than yours. That's all they said. Joining us now.
That's fair.
It is our guy. It is Mark Silverman. Sylvie of Waddle and Sylvie. Are you joining us from beautiful Northwest Indiana, getting a jump on the big move? Or what are you doing?
It's very funny. That's very funny. That's very good. Like, nothing like announcing that you could move to a new state during Bears-Packers week when you barely win a game to begin with in this rivalry. But, you know, as it's been pointed to me, and Tausch, you'd understand this since you played, like, Waddle's like, the players don't care. And I get that. No. It's just the vibes are so high, and I know they want to take advantage of that now. And after a really cold outdoor game, they want to get as much press as possible. But I thought it, like, muddied the waters this week. I didn't like it. I felt dirty.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. But again, hey, neither of us is running the Bears, although I would be curious what it would be like if you did. How are Bears fans? We had a great conversation. Again, as you said, so much better than when you had Tausch on before the first meeting. How are Bears fans right now? I mean, the Packers won the first meeting. Now we go to edition 212 on Saturday night. How are Bears fans feeling about their team and the arch rivals coming to town?
I think they're confident. I'm confident. I still consider myself a fan, even though I do a show. That's the way I do a show, Jason. I know that, you know, you come at it as a journalist perspective. I come at it as a just another guy who's a Bears fan out there. I feel good. I wrote a column, if not now, then when? And I've said that before, but I really feel with Ben Johnson, with the way they played at the end of the game last time against Green Bay, with Parsons going down, with home field advantage, taking care of business last week, Caleb's coming along and he's developing. So I think it's going to be another great game. I expect it to be a close game. I think the Bears are going to win this one.
So, Sylvie, I said the last time, it felt like you guys were guarding your feelings. You just beat Philly, and it felt that way. Now I feel like y'all are emboldened a little bit. There's a little more swagger. I'm jumping on Twitter, and there's a lot more shrapnel coming our way than there was the last. It was almost eerily quiet from the standpoint. I think you wanted to wait and see. The fact that you played us tough, the fact that Mike is out, the fact your second half went, how devastating will you be on the swing if the Packers beat the Bears on Saturday?
It depends, Tausch, on how the game goes. If the game goes like the opener of 2023 was that when Jordan Love made his first start or one of his over and it was at Soldier Field, I joined you guys then and I said, hey, I'm going to be in the fetal position on Lakeshore Drive if the Bears, you know, don't take advantage of this and the kind of the fork in the road with the Packers with a new quarterback. And sure enough, I was in the fetal position. So, like, if stuff happens that's extraordinary, I will get on the swing. If they lose again, I'll be really disappointed. But, like, the swing is for swing of sadness, and the Bears still have chances against San Francisco and Detroit at the end of this year. Now, look, I think that if you have a chance to win the division, win the damn division. I want this game badly. Whether this is a must win or a need to win, I think is where we landed on. While it's not the true definition of must win, the Bears need to win this. They still have a shot at the number one seed. They have a shot to win the division. They would control their destiny here if they beat the Packers. So you're here. Why not win it?
So, Sylvie, how do you think Ben Johnson is looking at this? We've spent most of our show today talking about Jeff Hafley trying to figure out what to do without Micah Parsons. How much different do you think Ben Johnson's approach offensively? Because the last game, and correct me if I'm wrong, there wasn't a ton of drop back. It was, we're going to play action, we're going to run the football, not putting Caleb in that spot. Now without Micah, do you think he trusts that Caleb can stand in there, go through progressions, and go through? Or do you think he takes the similar approach that he did in the second half of that game with Micah?
I think it's a great question, Tausch, because we were debating this too. You know, Ben Johnson had a play last week against Cleveland where it still was like a 14-0 game, so the Bears weren't up two scores yet. And it was, I forget if it was 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1. I think it was 3rd and inches. And instead of running it and picking up the first down and continuing the drive, Ben went, he saw cover zero, and he went for the big play. And he described that as, hey, I want these big, you know, splash plays. I want the, like, I'm cool to pick up the first down, but I'd rather go for chunk yards. It's what he's about. And so I think it's a great question then, with Parsons out, do you stick with the run game, which has defined what you've been able to do, or do you test it a little more? Do you flirt with a little more danger, if you will? So, like, and for instance, Tausch, going back to two games when the Bears played you guys, I would have liked them to not take their time as much late in the game and pick up that first down and then go for the end zone with a fresh set of downs. Instead, they did scheme open Cole Kmet on that final play that was intercepted. I was more in favor of running the football and picking it up and getting a fresh set of downs with two timeouts left at that point.
Does he get to use those timeouts on Saturday night then that he's got left
instead
over?
Instead of pocket them?
Yeah.
Instead of, like, taking him home for Christmas?
Wow. Sick bird, bro. It's a Domofsky there.
Jeez.
Talking with Mark Silverman, Sylvie of Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. All right, so as I look at this, and I look at this rivalry, and I look at this game, I'm remembering the fact that your Bears started the season 0-2. And I'm thinking, what has this ride been? Because you know that I love you and Tommy. Yeah, I've been friends with you. I've been friends with you guys before we were teammates.
Tommy,
right?
Waddle.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy. I know Packers fans are going to, just like they don't like my take on wanting Caleb Williams to be good and this rivalry to be hot and heavy for the next decade, I'm happy that you get to be happy. And I don't mean that in a condescending way. I know you think it is, but it's not. What has this ride been like for you and for the thousands upon thousands of Bears fans that listen to your show? Because at 0-2, I'm thinking, here we go again. Bears are going to bear. And that has not been the case.
They bear down.
It's the most patronizing question I've ever gotten.
Wildy. Sylvie, this is how Wildy does it. He'll pat you. Exactly what you did. Pat you. Oh, good boy. Oh, he's so happy for you, good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you mess up my hair? You know, mess up the hair. Well, that's, you know what?
Give me a little noogie. Yeah.
It's good to see you guys. Why don't you guys join this party and make this an actual football rivalry? And how happy are you that now you don't have to sit out in the dumpster fire that has been the Chicago Bears for the last 15 years? I'm so proud of you, Sylvie, that you get to enjoy this with your family and your friends.
Boy, you have the Wildy translator down to a T. Like, you got Wildy's translation down to a T.
In my defense, if I was a fan, that would be exactly what it is. Condescension, because my team's better than your team. But I'm not, so it's sincere. So screw you. All right. How does it feel, this ride that you've had this year?
Yeah, look, because I was with you at 0-2. I'm like, oh, crap, here we go again. You know, I've not been a Ryan Poles guy. I don't love the GM. I still don't love him. I feel like the Bears are where they're at because of Ben Johnson and the coaching staff. You guys know Al Harris so well. But one of my fears, too, on a side note, is that Al Harris either goes to Dallas to replace Eberflus where he used to be, or he goes up to Green Bay and he replaces Halfley when Halfley gets a head coaching job. So, like, because obviously he played there, he's so good at what they developed. But it's incredible, Wildy, because, like, I know I was saying it tongue-in-cheek, but I have two sons who are 11 and 9, and never in their lifetime have the Bears been good. You know, in 18, they were far, far too young to enjoy it. And it's been far too long since I've been able – they know sports now. They understand the players. They understand the game. For me to be able to sit with them and enjoy these great finishes down the wire. And I think there's a part to this too, guys, where, you know, 4 or 5 games ago, a lot of Packer fans were concerned about which direction you guys were heading in.
Right.
And then Philly fans have been concerned which direction they're heading in. That's what expectations do. When you have expectations to win the Super Bowl and you're in contention every year, you know, 11-6 doesn't get it done as much as it does for me, someone who has had no expectations for this team, and this is the first ride. So while it is the first ride, Wildy, I'm enjoying it because it's not like Cubs and Brewers where I expect the Cubs to win, and every year they continue to let me down.
So, Sylvie, how much – you just said about Ryan Poles. I think the biggest difference – obviously, Ben Johnson has made a huge difference, and I was going to ask you about what you've seen. What are the biggest changes? Is it just the confidence throughout the locker room? But you got to give Poles some credit on the offensive line. Like, the offensive line is markedly better than what it's been in the past. Is that not a fair assessment?
Oh, my God, yeah. If anyone would know, it's you. I mean, the offensive line, especially the interior of the offensive line,
yep,
is crazy good. Like, to think that Joe Tooney was had, I know he's old, but he's as good as anyone at guard. He makes everyone calmer inside, too. He's a pro's pro. He's only been in winning programs, New England and Kansas City. This locker room, Tausch, especially after last year, needed guys like that. Dolman's really good at center. They've been playing musical centers for years and years. Who was it? Was it Patrick, the guy who was up
Lucas
in Green
Patrick.
Bay?
Yeah, Lucas Patrick.
Yeah, yep. Like, they were signing those types of guys to plug and not to build. Now you finally got Dolman. You got Jonah Jackson, who's been in the division. He's played for Ben Johnson. And then you get Tooney. Darnell Wright now on the right side has become better because Dan Roschard, the offensive line coach, has demanded that. Coaching matters. You guys know this. Wildy, on the show the other day, I loved your comparison about Holmgren, where Ben Johnson, to me, I hope, is the Holmgren, because he's not like the other coaches you guys have had, like McCarthy and now with LaFleur, because the programs have been established. What Holmgren had to do is he really had to turn that thing around where it was losing, losing, losing throughout the 80s, and then you guys got it done. Ben Johnson is up against that. So I really feel for the first time in my lifetime, really, that they've got capable head coaches that at the very least, we could have a meathead discussion who's better going forward. Is it LaFleur or is it Ben Johnson? But what I do know is Ben Johnson is, we're not at a disadvantage anymore with a guy like Eberflus running the show. Mm-hmm. And Ben Johnson can compete with guys like Halfley and with LaFleur.
All right, Sylvie, last one for me, and this is a meathead question because your guy, Cap, who we love, made a statement basically that Caleb Williams is a better total meatball. That Caleb Williams is a much better quarterback, and we had a little discussion on even as an ardent Bear fan that you are, I'm not talking about in 5 years. I'm talking about Saturday.
Right.
Which quarterback would you rather have leading your favorite team Saturday? Would it be Jordan Love or Caleb Williams? All things equal.
just like Wildy set me up with a patronizing question, you're setting me up for the social media post where I say, Jordan
well, I got
Love,
set up. Hey, I got set
you
up.
Guys tweet it out and go, look at the Chicago guy, the big Chicago sports fan.
I just want to see how honest. I want to see your Jordan honesty Love. Level. That's all. Yeah, where are you at?
I don't believe that the Bears are at a disadvantage with Caleb. I really feel like he can make
that
all
wasn't the
throws.
Question. Jordan wasn't Love the question. I object, Your Jordan Honor. Love. That wasn't the question.
Rob Jack, non-responsive.
Jordan Love is a more developed quarterback. Jordan Love is a more developed quarterback at this moment.
And a better quarterback at this moment.
More developed quarterback at this moment.
Look at you, Wildy. Wow, what a – you are an old season vet, Sylvie. You old rascal. You're good. You're good.
God, I'm so proud of you right now.
He's so good.
He did not.
Because you're right. We were ready to plaster. I had Maddie and Pablo at the ready. Get that clip. Clip it. Put it out. Nope.
I know how you guys were.
Too much of a vet.
He's I know not, how you guys work.
He's not the hero we need, but he's the hero we deserve.
Tough
he
day is for Mark Saberman.
Quick question. If I may, Jason,
you
quick
may,
question.
Of course you may.
Which of the Rocky fight in all of the Rockies?
Oh, my God. For
the
this?
Rocky 1 through 6. Yes. Who are you having come speak to your favorite team? Which of those boxers would be the best motivational speaker?
Okay, that's great. It is. I'm going from four and before.
So yeah, I'm not going, like, Tommy Gunn's out. Tommy Gunn. Right. Nobody's picking Tommy Gunn.
The worst. Like, I saw that in the movie theater too. And by the way,
duh,
next time you have
a street fight. Duh.
Yeah.
Bust Waddle's balls about bust Waddle's balls about not liking Rocky IV. So
what?
I think it's un-American.
He doesn't like Rocky IV. It's the best of all the Rockies. It solved the Cold War. Come on, Waddle.
He created
world
peace.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
He did.
Yes, world peace was established through that movie. Oh, my. What is Waddle? Is Waddle? I'm not going to say anything else because I love Tommy. Continue. I am more upset about that than Cap lying to me about the quarterback. So go ahead. Oh, my God.
All right, I'm not going with Mr. T. Mr. T got too big too fast and Cover Lane, and he got cocky, and it hurt him. I don't want that to happen to the Bears. So I'm just going old school Rocky here. I think Apollo's the guy that you guys have to have speak because he's the established veteran. He's been dominating this before. You know, he won the first time, or at least it was a draw, and he got to keep the belt. So he needs to be in the Packer locker room saying, hey, look out. They may be the upstart kid from the city who's bouncing a ball and chasing chickens, but they could be dangerous here.
Nailed it.
Well, I'm certainly glad we got that question in because that was a great answer.
The hell is what is the matter with Waddle? That is, what is the matter with Waddle?
Awful.
Anyone that is
we need to do a trade one day. Why don't we do it? Why don't we do like, why don't we do spring trading this year? You know, it's a creation of Danny Zetterman where he's created spring trading. And why don't we trade where Wildy does a show with Waddle and I do a show with Tausch?
All right. I'm on board.
Sign me
arranged.
Up.
Sign us. We want to make sure. Just wait. Before we agree to this, who's producing? That's a critical piece to this. Where does Jesse go in this production?
I don't want anything to do with Jesse.
Oh,
nothing.
Wow.
I love him, but I think the last time he had me on too, he was very patronizing to me.
Yeah,
he's a patronizer.
I learned from the best.
Oh, I can't believe Waddle. I can't believe it.
And as long as I'm not trading to be on with Brust.
Speaking of traders, all have standards. Yeah, that's very fair.
He'd be a player to be traded
later.
Tosh,
you're going
to
tell him that you want the Bears and Colts in the same division now or when we do the trading special?
Okay. Yeah, once they move to Northwestern Indiana, the Colts have to be a part of the rivalry. We're going to have to reallocate all of the divisions. You can't let that battle not become a big thing. So we'll get to that bridge. Sylvie, this is a leverage play. They're going to Arlington, right? This is what this is, right?
I hope so. But like this has been, it's taken, it's like another comp, and I know we're going way long. I'm sorry. Wildy, I could see, is getting super.
We don't have a clock.
We don't pay.
Yeah, he is.
It's like the Bears quarterback situation of past years, Tausch. Hey, we just bought the land in Arlington Heights. No. We don't like the land in Arlington Heights anymore. We're going back to Chicago. Oh, wait a minute. We can't get anything done. This thing sucks. We're going back to Arlington Heights. Oh, wait a minute. We don't like Arlington Heights anymore. For the second time, we're moving off of Arlington Heights. Now we're thinking about Northwest Indiana. This is why the Bears have had 50 quarterbacks to year three, and they're doing it with the stadium situation right now.
Is Chicago, it's almost like Chicago
top down matters?
Is Chicago dead? Like, is it them being on the site of Soldier Field? Is that dead? Is that not going to happen?
I would never
period?
Call. I would. Like with Chicago politics, Wildy, I would never call it dead, but they own the land in Arlington Heights. Arlington Heights right. wants them there. They just want their known taxes. Yeah, they. Yeah. So that's all they're asking for. They're not asking for public money, and they can't get that on the docket in Springfield.
Okay. Worth every extra minute we had with you. We're not going to sit here and pretend that we pay attention to the clock anyway. I look forward to seeing you in person on Saturday night. We love you, buddy, and there's no patronizing in that at all. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you have to. Are you guys going to go grab dinner at our favorite steakhouse down there? Sylvia, are you guys going to go grab a dinner? Yes. Chicago Cut is the best.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's got to be Friday night, though. I mean, I like.
Yeah, Jason, get down there early.
We're going to party after the game. Yeah,
go hang out with pal.
Yeah, Baked Alaska.
Can I say this? Oh.
Of course, yes. Tausch, you're just going to keep talking, but you just go ahead.
I don't know if Madison and Green Bay and Milwaukee and Wisconsin understands how good you guys are. In all honesty, like, it's a joy to talk to you guys and the relationship that we built. When I first saw Tausch at the meal 5 years ago, 6 years ago at the Super Bowl, I'm like, who is this guy? And I couldn't love him more. Wildy, you know how much I love you for many, many years. You guys are awesome. So keep up the great work.
And Jesse, look at how he pulls himself up on the screen. Look at that.
And Jesse.
Thanks, Sylvie. Anyway, Sylvie, their dessert down there, if you guys go. Like, the steak and everything is great. I mean, they treat you like it's awesome.
Still talking
about Alaska. Baked Alaska. I'm telling you, I never had it, and I thought it was fish in a dessert, and my kids still bust my chops about it. It is a fantastic dessert that I've never had anywhere else. So
the Baked Alaska is like a special dessert. Also, Wildy, if you go, the mint Oreo cookie ice cream cake. That is unbelievable.
There you go.
Ooh.
There you go.
I will take my vegetarians, and I'll see you there. That's it. We appreciate you, Sylvie. Thanks.
See you, guys.
That is Sylvie. You can listen to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000 or on the ESPN Chicago app. We always enjoy our time with him.
That was a nice
They're definitely emboldened. Hey, they're definitely emboldened. You can feel it. Sylvie's vibing a little bit. Everybody's mm-hmm. attitude is just a little bit cockier than it was 2 weeks ago.
Is it the same way if Micah Parsons is healthy?
No.
No way.
Yeah. I don't think
no
so.
Doubt. Yep.
Although
totally agree.
They had one of those we ain't taking a moral victory, but that was a moral victory 2 weeks ago at Lambeau too. That also
You're right about that too. Yep, you sure are. Just like you're right about Jones Dairy Farm.
Oh, baby. I am, and hopefully we had some fun stuff with Grace and the volleyball squad. Jones Dairy is a great Wisconsin company, family-owned and operated for 7 generations in Fort Atkinson, all the way back to 1889, best known for their all-natural sausage made from the original family recipe. I've told you 1,000 times now, put that little pork roll, and you crisp that up, and you put it in an horchetta. Oh, baby, you ain't going to find a better meal. I'm telling you right now. But also, Jones products are perfect for the holidays. We got ourselves a little smoked ham. We're going to smoke a ham over the holidays. So much flavor, and it adds to the table. And, of course, the sausage rolls, the bacon, everything to add into your holiday meal. Find all of Jones Dairy products throughout all of the grocery stores throughout the state of Wisconsin at jonesdairyfarm.com. Jesse, have we got that video with Gracie and I? We gonna post that bad boy
yes,
up?
Yes, I have seen it. We're gonna post it this afternoon as we count down to first serve of the national semifinal tonight in Kansas City for the Wisconsin volleyball team. So yeah, it'll add to the hype today for the big match tonight.
Yeah. I would like to say the 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, but we still have another segment left.
We got another break
in the 10 o'clock hour.
Baked
and
Alaska.
That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Thanks again to Mark Silverman. We always enjoy his visits to us and his kind words about our program. I will say, having joined their show for many years before they became part of Good Karma Brands,
Stop whistling.
It wasn't bothering me. I was fine.
Yeah, it's whistling. It's better than me talking over
fine.
Him.
You're fine. That was fine. I was not distracted.
No, trust me.
I was
trust
very
me,
distracted.
I know.
And I know you know that
well,
I know that
you know that I know. I know.
The Mike and Mike concept, right, of Mike Greenberg and Mike Golic for many years, and Tom Waddle, former Bear, and Sylvie, and obviously Tausch and me. I firmly believe in that model. The insight and wisdom that Waddle gives and Tausch gives, Sylvie and I are lucky to get to work with those guys, and we appreciate him for joining us today. Here's my question for you, O wise one. What about the Bears, and this one worries you? Bears fans aren't going to admit that they're worried about anything because they're feeling it, even though they lost the first meeting here. What worries you because you're an honest guy?
Yeah, I think the offense, if Christian Watson is limited in seeing him catch balls yesterday on video was very positive for me. I think our offense is going to be just fine. Their run game and what they can do, especially if we're going to have to blitz and do some different things, I am a little bit worried about their physicality on their offensive line and what they can do. While they didn't dominate, they certainly manhandled the time of possession and really limited what we could do in that second half. I don't know what their approach is going to be. That's why I was trying to get a gauge what Chicago folks were thinking. But the way that they can control the football running it is concerning, and obviously they create a lot of turnovers. That's their formula, and they're good at it. And that's what concerns me as a Packer fan.
Matt LaFleur,
I'll tell you what doesn't concern me. Is Caleb Williams sitting back there? If he has to sit back in third and six a bunch, and we're going to have a good day. If we can get to where he's in third and six, we need to find a way to get off the field on third downs. We didn't in the second half, and it killed us. So that's what doesn't concern me.
Matt LaFleur was just at the podium at Lambeau Field. We will tell you what he said about what he saw from Christian Watson when we kick off the 11 o'clock hour. That will begin after Tausch tells us about his love of Coors Light.
Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. And what a weekend. We got holiday parties. You got football games. You got everything going on. And you know what? You want to just sit back and chill with your family? Crack open that Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Sub responsible Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.